Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, it's all about van life, baby. We're diving deep into an epic van conversion project from bare metal to a home on wheels.
Whoa, a full van conversion. Sign me up. I'm always fascinated by these transformations. What's the overall strategy here, though? Is it a labor of love, or is there a profit motive?
Profit, profit, profit. This builder's got a system. Convert a van, use it for a while, then flip it for a gain. Smart, right? He even claims the budget doesn't matter. Intriguing.
Hold on. Budget doesn't matter? How's that possible? Spill the beans.
He's got a van build course and ebook, 14th edition, mind you, probably generates enough cash to offset the van costs. Clever marketing, I gotta say.
Ah, the hustle. I respect that. So walk me through the build. Where does he even begin with something like this?
Prep work is key. He starts with the essentials: gas tank placement, window install, tinted and bonded fancy, primer, and a max fan strategically positioned for optimal airflow. It's like he's planned every inch.
Okay, so the basics are covered. Then what? Does he jump straight to the interior design, or is there more structural work?
Structure first, my friend. He builds a subframe for the roof, reinforces the walls with studs, and tackles the floor, insulation, ply, the works. He's not messing around.
Sounds thorough. What about utilities? Plumbing, electrics, that sort of thing.
He's got it all mapped out. Conduits for electrical wiring, carefully placed insulation, a vapor barrier. This guy's thinking ahead. Even plans for a dual water tank system. One for showers, one for drinking. Talk about luxury.
Dual water tanks? That's impressive. Any other cool features?
Oh, you bet. Slider windows, custom-built kitchen cabinets, a hidden safe, even a composting toilet. This van's got everything but the kitchen sink. Oh wait, it has that too.
Haha, you're not kidding. This is a full-blown tiny home on wheels. What about the power setup? Solar panels, batteries, all that jazz?
Massive lithium-ion battery, inverter, charge controller, the whole nine yards. He even built a custom slider door to access the electrical panel. Seriously organized.
I'm sensing a theme here. This builder is all about meticulous planning and execution. What's his take on insulation? Seems pretty crucial for van life in varying climates.
Absolutely. He uses recycled polyester fleece and spray foam, targeting specific areas for maximum efficiency. Smartly avoids insulating behind the wheel arches for potential future welding access. Practical thinking.
Good point. What about the interior finish? Anything special there?
Cladded walls, custom fabric panels with integrated LED lighting, engineered oak flooring. It's not just functional. It's stylish, too.
Stylish and functional, the best combo. But 26 days to build all this while filming a course? That sounds incredibly intense.
He admits it was brutal, but hey, the end result is stunning. A testament to years of van life experience. He's even open to selling it in a couple of years. So if you're in the market...
Tempting. Thanks for the detailed breakdown. This van conversion is truly inspiring.
Absolutely. And that's a wrap on another episode of Nutty's Show. Catch you next time, folks. Bye.
Goodbye.